Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 6, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Shocking results in the Georgia Senate vote. In Washington, Congress votes to certify Joe Biden's electoral victory today. Folks are fleeing New York and New Jersey in record numbers. Arizona, now the worst state in the USA for COVID. Also ahead, how did Georgia morph into Massachusetts? We'll tell you. But first, it appears Georgia voters have elected two far-left senators. That's stunning. Raphael Warnock defeated Republican Kelly Loeffler, becoming the first black senator in Georgia history. 33-year-old John Ossoff is leading incumbent Senator David Perdue in a shocking apparent upset. There will be a recount in that vote. We will tell you exactly why all this happened in a few moments. Georgia has now helped President-elect Biden in a huge way, as Democrats control, apparently, both houses of Congress. For the next 2 years anyway, the USA may well go far left in its policies. More, as I said, in our next segment. Members of Congress and Vice President Pence meet today to certify the 2020 election results, despite a dozen senators and more than 100 congressmen objecting to the Electoral College count because of alleged fraud. The count will be made official later this afternoon. After the certification, there is no legal path forward for Donald Trump to stop Mr. Biden's impending inauguration. The five metro areas with the highest move-out rates last year, New York and New Jersey, have them all, according to a report from moving company United Van Lines. Long Island, where I live, tops the list for people exiting the region. The biggest destination for folks fleeing the Northeast, the Carolinas and Florida. Arizona now reporting the highest rate of COVID in the USA, averaging 121 new cases per 100,000 residents. More than 300,000 Americans have died from the virus since March. In a moment, two things caused Georgia voters to support far-left politicians. That after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. So I was surprised by the Georgia vote. I thought at least one Republican would win a Senate seat. I base that belief on what happened on November 3rd, when Senator Perdue defeated John Ossoff by about 90,000 votes, and Ralph Warnock lost to two Republicans by about 400,000 votes. So what happened in 2 months? Well, President Trump, as you know, hammered the state of Georgia with allegations of voter fraud. That seems to have mobilized some voters to punish Republicans, as the Democratic turnout was higher yesterday in Georgia than it was for the presidential vote. And in the Senate of the United States, Republicans blocked the $2,000 relief COVID payment, settling for $600 to each citizen. That apparently hurt the GOP. But by far the most important factor in Georgia electing two far-left senators is the African-American vote. In Georgia, 32% of the electorate is black, and they voted Democrat by more than 90%. That did it. But why? Well, as a Caucasian, I cannot feel what African Americans feel about their country. But I can tell you that in general, blacks see the USA differently than whites. And the Democrats have tapped into that successfully, messaging that the Democratic Party will prioritize black wants and needs in a big way. Then you add African-American icons to the mix, people like LeBron James, Oprah, Michelle Obama, Beyonce. All of them support extremely liberal politics. So there is a peer pressure within African-American neighborhoods throughout the country to support Democrats. It is not cool, if you're black, to be a Trump supporter. At the president's rallies, you see very few black faces because you are roundly criticized in the neighborhood if you are a Trump supporter or a Republican. Don't underestimate the power of peer pressure. We saw that in Georgia. It was almost a color line. And now the whole country will have to deal with a Senate that is controlled by the Democrats, handing Joe Biden, as I said, a huge power card. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 20 years ago today, in 2001, then Vice President Al Gore officially certified the electoral victory of George W. Bush, ending a months-long saga that included hand recounts, two concession speeches, and a historic Supreme Court ruling about the vote in Florida. Now, at that time, Al Gore's decision to end the crisis was met with widespread opposition by Democrats and the media. The New York Times wrote, quote, "There is nothing ordinary about Bush's victory," implying that George W. Bush did not win. A dozen members of the Congressional Black Caucus objected to the certification. Democratic Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. of Illinois said, quote, "It's a sad day in America when we cannot find a senator to sign this objection to the certification of Mr. Bush." On January 6, 2001, after 2 hours of delays and debates, Mr. Gore ultimately ended the 2000 election, saying, quote, "May God bless our new president and new vice president, and may God bless the United States of America," unquote. Mr. Bush's response from his Texas ranch later that evening was this: "Well, I guess I better go and write an inaugural speech. I want to be the president of everybody, whether they supported me or not, unquote. Today, both houses of Congress will meet to certify the election of Joe Biden. Nearly a dozen Republican senators and even more congresspeople from the GOP will object to the proceedings, citing voter fraud allegations. The two chambers will separate and debate the issues for no longer than 2 hours. A simple majority is needed by both houses of Congress to block any state's electoral votes. But that will not happen. And here's something else you might not know. If you think the election in 2020 is the most contested in U.S. history, you're wrong. In 1876, Republican candidate Rutherford Hayes narrowly beat Democrat Samuel Tilden by just one electoral vote. And Tilden won the popular vote by 300,000. American democracy is complicated indeed. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.